Friday's summit has sent a strong message that countries in the Belt and Road Initiative should send more students to one another's countries and promote collaboration in running educational institutions. Representatives from countries including Bulgaria, Malaysia, Pakistan, Poland, and Lithuania have expressed their interest in sponsoring joint educational projects with China in their respective countries. Navid Hassan Khan, education attaché of the Pakistan Embassy in China, says he expects more Pakistani students to choose China as a destination to pursue their overseas studies.
China is becoming the favorite destination for the Pakistani students. Because of this One Belt and One Road policy, the educational system in Pakistan is going to be changed. At present in Pakistan, there are the four functional confessional institutes are there, and two are going to be established. Here in China, we have four Pakistan Studies centers in the different universities, and the two more Pakistan Studies centers are going to be established.
So far, more than 10 projects have already been on our way in a number of countries through cooperation with Chinese schools and companies. Charles Sun, head of the Belt and Road Education and Training Council and host of Friday's Summit, says countries along the Belt and Road Initiative has great market potential for bringing in education programs from China.
There is a rigid demand from Belt and Road countries for education cooperation with China, especially from developing countries, which are seeking to develop more talents. We know China well to boost investments and other cooperation.
Apart from economic development, enhancing cultural communication is also a goal that countries in the Belt and Road region want to achieve through partnerships in education. Chinese language education and Chinese cultural elements in the curriculum have become key features that attract schools in the Belt and Road countries. An Lan, Vice President of CRI Online, says education cooperation will be key in promoting the building of a cultural network among the Belt and Road countries.
Connectivity means people need to open their minds and be open to different civilizations. The cooperation under the One Belt and One Road initiative not only enhances economic development, but also cultural bonds. Language education is an important aspect that can promote communication among countries in this regard.
The summit was held after China's State Council unveiled a development plan last week, which focuses on boosting the import and export in the education sector for the next 5 years. The Belt and Road Initiative was proposed by Chinese President Xi Jinping in 2013, aimed at promoting economic and cultural ties between China and its neighboring and partner countries. It brings together countries in Asia, Europe, and Africa with the purpose of boosting infrastructure building, financial cooperation, and cultural exchanges in those regions. For CRI, this is Huang Yue.